This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. It's been almost a year since Illinois became the first state to completely abolish the cash bail system, and downstate public defenders say they're feeling overworked. Under the old system, a defendant would have to pay their way out of staying in jail before their trial. Now, public defenders are filing more paperwork, and they're spending more time in court, arguing before a judge who decides whether their clients should be jailed or not. Elizabeth Pollock says she doesn't have enough staff to meet this larger workload.
There needs to be a wholehearted investment in this system. Otherwise, we're just telling the people that we represent that they're not important enough to matter.
She is a public defender in Champaign County and says the state should invest more in incentivizing public defenders to work in rural counties. State regulators are pushing back against a new federal whistleblower lawsuit that alleges misconduct at a suburban horse racing track. A former Hawthorne Racecourse veterinarian says she was illegally fired after telling regulators about dozens of horses she had deemed physically unfit were racing anyway. Christine Tuma is suing Hawthorne, the Illinois Racing Board, and employees of both entities in federal court over her firing. She is alleging illegal races and possible race fixing at Hawthorne. But Racing Board Executive Director Dominic DeSera tells WBEZ that his agency looked into Tuma's claims of misconduct and found no evidence. Hawthorne denies wrongdoing and says Tuma's allegations are false, misguided, and defamatory. Illinois' Bright Start College Savings Program is undergoing some changes at the end of this month. State Treasurer Mike Frerich says families can expect a roughly 13% reduction in overall fees. He says that will ensure more money is spent the way it's intended.
We want to make sure that if you're struggling to put money into your child's college savings account, the vast majority of that money actually goes towards their education, not to enrich someone's bank account on Wall Street.
A Bright Start mobile app is also launching soon. The company TIAA will take over as the program's new manager, which he says will help bolster the fund's investment lineup. There are roughly 500,000 active Bright Start accounts today. That's compared to 197,000 9 years ago, when it was considered among the worst-run college savings programs in America. A coalition of environmental activists and state lawmakers are working to protect a large aquifer in central Illinois. The Mahomet Aquifer is an underground body of rock that contains drinking water for nearly 1 million people. The Illinois Prairie Rivers Network says there are several projects that seek to capture carbon dioxide and store it underneath the Mahomet. Policy Director Andrew Rain says CO2 could leak into the aquifer, making the water unsafe for drinking.
We are very lucky to have access to clean drinking water here in central Illinois. And I think it's really important that we fight to protect it because we would sorely miss it if it was gone.
State Representative Carol Ammons and Senator Paul Faraci are introducing a bill in November that would ban carbon capture and storage near the aquifer. Some things you should know today. The North Suburban man accused of gunning down 7 people at the Highland Park 4th of July parade in 2022 will be back in court next month. A brief hearing was held Thursday at the Lake County Courthouse in Waukegan. The 23-year-old Robert Cremo was supposed to be present for the hearing, but he declined transport to the courthouse from the county jail. The judge reset the hearing but reminded Cremo's attorneys that hearings can proceed even without their client present. Cremo is scheduled to stand trial on multiple counts in February. The city of Chicago is cautioning against caravans as part of this weekend's Mexican Independence Day celebrations. Officials with the Chicago Fire Department warn drivers that caravans could make it difficult for emergency vehicles to pass through. Last year, the city was forced to shut down large sections of downtown because of traffic from the caravans. An official Mexican Independence Day celebration is returning to Grant Park for the first time in a decade this year. Organizers say the two-day festival should provide a, quote, safe and vibrant alternative to the caravans. Chicago's historic Johnson Publishing Company is the subject of a new exhibit, curated by Southside artist Theaster Gates. Clippings, photos, and articles from Ebony and Jet magazines are part of When Clouds Roll Away, Reflection and Restoration from the Johnson Archive. It is at the former Stony Island Trust and Savings Bank. Over the last decade, Gates acquired the bank and has transformed it into what he calls an archive of Black Chicago culture. The exhibit is open until mid-March. Today's weather will be partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s, and we're expecting similar temperatures and conditions tomorrow. That's it for now. Later today, Vocalo's Nudia Hernandez talks with Chicago-based musician Luna Day.
You were born in St. Louis?
Yes.
But do you like consider yourself like a Chicagoan?
In a sense, out of respect for Chicagoans, I don't consider myself a Chicagoan.
Hear from her latest album and about her upcoming concert at Empty Bottle this Sunday. You can find that interview right here at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.